Chapter 30, 1874, James White Again in the Saddle. The Michigan camp meeting was scheduled to open in Battle Creek on Thursday, August 6, and continue to Tuesday, August 17. It had been decided that the 13th annual general conference session would be held on the campground in connection with the camp meeting. The official notice called for the session to open Monday morning, August 10. The session and the camp meeting would share time from day to day. Uriah Smith reported that there were 91 tents on the ground, with between 12 and 1300 believers occupying them. As to the services, he reported, during the 11 days of the meeting, 25 discourses were given, 6 by Brother White, 5 each by Brethren Butler and Andrews, and Sister White, 3 by Brother Haskell, and 1 by Brother Rogers, delegate from the SD Baptists. The word was spoken with great power and clearness. Especially was the speaking of Brother White thus characterized throughout. Never, we believe, did he make better points, or present the great truths of this message with more clearness and force. The involuntary response of many hearts was thank God for the freedom he gives his servant, and the physical strength that is granted for the ardent labors into which his truth-inspired soul is constantly leading him. The same may be said of Sister White, Brother Butler, and others. The Lord signally helped his servant. Of course, James White brought an encouraging report of the work on the Pacific coast. He told of his commencing to publish Signs of the Times, and of his hope for a publishing house to be established soon in the West. It was his hope to return shortly, with the full endorsement of the General Conference and the promise of support for what was being done there.